Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I know we're 3.5 hours pushed our date. You know, I know it's 5 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Pacific, but things out of our control have pushed us in, and we're still here. 5:30 Pacific, driving on the 405, the 101. I don't know where you're going. You could be going to San Francisco, San Diego, hanging around L.A. Hell, you can be on the 76 going through the Pennsylvania Turnpike where Ralph is out there playing co-host with Bruce Kessinger, the Eternal Bum Podcast, hosted by those two. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, running the boards, is 120 have come in, and I know it's a loaded wagon train, locked and loaded, I call it. If you happen to miss 60 minutes with these guys, catch the archive. Comes on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, I don't want to hold up these professionals with the experience and knowledge that they bring to the table. Hell, they're better than some sports talk stations across the country. But that's a story for another day. Let me turn it over to them, run them the boards. And as I give it over to you, Bruce, I know you want to know how everybody else is doing, including how you can get a hold of everybody, and then you give it over to Ralph, my friend.
Indeed. Thank you very much, Mark. And I can be reached at Holy Roller, 9179-91978, excuse me, at gmail.com or on Facebook. Ralph, you take your turn.
All right. I can be reached at RalphWilliams737 at gmail.com, also on Facebook, Wimkin, Twitter, also on LinkedIn, and I can also be reached on my YouTube channel. And I have all my shows that are archived on there. Two of the shows I do with Smoke and Jim Frazier, Sports Corner, and Talk and Wrestling, and I have other shows on there as well. So, and you can also subscribe. All right, Bruce, I'm ready when you are.
Ready when you are. Let's I guess we're going to talk a little Super Bowl probably to start.
Yeah, let's
what
do that. Well, I think that it's, you know, it's, as we get closer to Sunday, you know, you have some of these predictions going on and you have a lot of press in regards to the quarterbacks and the different talent that's going on. You got Radio Row up and moving down there in Arizona. And, you know, so you have two teams, Philly and Kansas City. We're going to find out exactly what these two teams are going to be made of this Sunday. I've said it many times. I think it's going to be a close game. I'm looking at 30-20, maybe 30-17, something like that, Philly Eagles, Kansas City with Mahomes. But the interesting thing is both quarterbacks are banged up. Jalen Hurts still has that shoulder injury, and Mahomes has that ankle injury, Bruce. So that's what's happening now. What do you think about this?
I agree with you on all fronts, and you're spreading out more than I was would. I would say 28-24 Philly. On the whole, it's really kind of a quarter experience thing with Mahomes versus Jalen Hurts. But on the whole, I think Philadelphia is a better team at the wide receiver position, at the running back position. And I know everybody's going to go Kelsey, but Dallas Goedert got hurt. He's a darn good tight end. And I think the defense should key on Kelsey. It's not Tyreek Hill on those the wideouts. It's the threats aren't as big. I think the Philadelphia defense is better than KC's. I'm going to go with Philadelphia on this one. I like them, and that's about it. You got any response to that one?
I do. You're right. They're Kansas City's wide receiver, Schuster. He was never good in Pittsburgh. He was injured a lot. He spends too much time on social media. His head's not in the game. He's not as good of a wide receiver as everyone thought he was going to be coming out of USC. Other than Kelsey, they really don't have much of a threat. Their running game's not all that existent there either. Philadelphia, Bruce, they have a multitude of talent on that offense, good wide receivers, a running game, and that's what's important. And Jalen Hurts can run himself. He's got great speed, and he will not hesitate to leave the pocket and run. And that's a good weapon to have, Bruce, especially when you're in a Super Bowl and throughout the entire season. Last thing you need is for your quarterback to be staying in place. I don't see Mahomes doing much with that ankle injury anyway.
Indeed. Yeah, I'm 100% with you. Oh, Lord. We're going to throw in this here letter. It has nothing to do with it, but Carlos from Silver Lake, I heard your producer, who is a drunk, really? Say the Dodgers charge for Fan Fest. I went and paid $100. Who wants to go to San Diego, San Francisco, or Pittsburgh? Wow, way to throw in that cheap shot hot there to get crap blank autographs. Well, I don't think the Dodgers are going to go there. Nobody paid in San Francisco. No one's going to pay in San Diego. The fact that they charge for a team that is going to be going down in the standings, it's ridiculous. It's hype. It's LA. But then again, we've had comments from that, how should we say, region that are basically the same thing as they always are before, and they always lose when they comment. You got a little comment on that one, Ralph?
Yeah, I do, Bruce. Dodgers, you're right. The Dodgers are horrible. Let me tell you something. They spend too much money every year, and then when they get in the playoffs, they lay an egg. And I said this last year, Bruce. I said this to Mark, and I said this to everybody on my prior shows that I've done with sports and wrestling that I do on Thursday nights. Okay? The Dodgers went out last year, and they spent all that money on players. And what happened? They all got injured. And I even said this. I said, if they get hurt, that's going to take the Dodgers down. And then every time they're in the playoffs, they blow it. They really soil the bed. And it happens every time. And it's going to happen again this time. You know, and I think if they don't make it this time, at least to the somewhat to the World Series, a little bit better than the first round of the playoffs, I think Dave Roberts is going to get fired. That's the way I look at it, because or somebody's going to get fired, because you can't have all that talent, Bruce, and continue to lay an egg whenever you go into the playoffs.
And also it's like they're loudmouths about their predictions. You know, you're just going to let your fans down, and you put yourself in the hot seat for that, no matter how good your team is. Oh, I make the playoffs every year. Yeah, but. And, hey, we have somebody from your neck of the woods responding to Carlos from Silver Lake from Germantown, Pennsylvania. Sal says, Sly, Eagles, Fly, I love your sound show. Sounds like Carlos might be a drunk. I know your producer does not drink.
I like that one, Bruce.
Yeah,
that's a good one. We have 178 online now. 178 listening. So,
and thank you, Carlos and Sal, because
absolutely,
we're not going to get into this war of ridiculous words. I don't know who's drunk and who is not drunk. We're not drunk, and the fact. Come on, man. The truth hurts, doesn't it?
Yes,
you know?
It does. It really does.
Anyway, back to it. How much can we talk about the Super Bowl? There's not much more to be said. Everybody has.
Right.
Looking around the NFL, what do you see as far as moves, coaching, anything like that you stands out to you?
Well, Indy just released their list of the final ones who were in the coaching realms, and it's Jeff Saturday, believe it or not, still on that list.
Uh-huh.
I read a report 2 weeks ago that Jeff Saturday was not supposed to be involved in any further discussions about the coaching job, but now all of a sudden, here we are, you know, the same thing as well. And so I have the candidates right here. I know it's Jeff Saturday because earlier I was looking at a report. Let's see here. Has been ruled. Okay, Cincinnati offensive coordinator Brian Callahan has been informed that he's not getting the gig. Also, Don Wink Martindale is done. And so former Denver defensive coordinator Ajiro Avera was ruled out. And so he went to Carolina with Frank Reich. So they're down to three people. They're down to Jeff Saturday, Raheem Morris, Rams defensive coordinator, and Eagles offensive coordinator Shane Steichen. They're also down to They also added Aaron Glenn to the fray, and Rich Bisaccia, who was the special teams coach and the interim coach last year in Las Vegas. He was the Packers this year. I think he would be a great coach. I like Rich.
I'm with you on that completely.
Yeah.
He righted the ship and he got him to playoffs. And then, of course, you had Mark Davis, who's a complete imbecile. You know, I'm going for the big splash every time. Ignore it. And I think it probably caused a problem with Derek Carr. I think that's a good move. The thing is, what becomes the quarterback situation there? Derek Carr is available. Again, Raiders stupidity. I've thought nice fit for the Niners, maybe not. And the other question is whether Carr wants a contract beyond that year. That's where it's at. He would work in. I think he could work in Indianapolis, and it would be with Bisaccia and nobody else. How many guys has he had to go through? Carr's not that bad a quarterback, and considering the dearth of quarterbacks in the NFL, I'd say if I were Ursay, Jeff Saturday, no, it's an experiment. I'm not arguing with it. Whatever, you had to do what you were going to do. You weren't going to go anywhere anyway. It's done. He's not ready. I would go that direction. Congratulations to the San Francisco 49ers on hiring Steve Wilks as your defensive coordinator. There's another guy who's going to be gone in 2 years from the Niners to another team for a head coaching job, which, of course, I think the Panthers should have given him. He deserved it. Right now I've got a little bit of a mental block. Help me out here. What else you got?
Well, I've got the Arizona coaching job. According to Bill Bidwell, they're going to wait till after the Super Bowl. And they're looking at, let's see here, Brian Flores took the job in Minnesota. The Giants offensive coordinator, Mike Kafka, and Bengals defensive coordinator, Lou Anarumo, they're looking at those guys. So with those two guys, those are the ones that they are looking at right now. And Cliff Kingsbury could be coming back as an offensive coordinator. Couple different teams want to hire him, so we're going to find out where that goes. Okay, I have a comment here. Jason from McKeesport, which is not far from where we are, and I had some bad news about McKeesport. I don't know if you're aware, but last week an officer was shot and killed. I want to send my condolences out to his family, and that happened in McKeesport last week. It says, hi, Ralph Hergie in Tampa, Pittsburgh's forgotten son. I don't think so. Looks like now you're doing California. The show is dope. Biggest bum, Sam Rotigliano, coach of the Cleveland Browns. And we're at 234 of people listening, Bruce.
Wow. He brings back Sam Rotigliano. Hey, he was good with Brian Sipe. Wow. Let's go back to your childhood.
Rotigliano wasn't a bad coach, I don't think. Do you?
No, he wasn't. That's like, again, that's one of those bum things where it's like, you got to get your bums right. He was not a bum.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, well, I have some coaching bums. I'll give you one. Paul Hackett in college. He coached at Pitt, and he coached at USC. He was a terrible head coach in both places.
Oh, yeah, I remember Paul Hackett.
Yeah, that's Nathaniel Hackett's dad. So, I mean,
that's a genetic pass on. And then you have, of course, I always thought of Norv Turner as that. He hung around too long.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot about Norv Turner. Everywhere he went to coach, Bruce, he was horrible. Some guys make good coordinators. Some guys make good head coaches. He was just not one of them. You know.
Al Gore on a bad day. so on. I'm sure if I thought real long and hard, there's a lot more we could come up with.
Here, I'll give you a bum head coach. How about Dirk Koetter from Tampa Bay?
Rich Kotite. Wow, Kotite, there was a bum.
Oh, was he horrible looking bum. Oh, he was bad.
I remember New York Jets.
Pat Shermer, teams. You know, he was horrible. So,
the original Seattle coach, Jack Vitera.
Okay, I got some breaking news for you there, Bruce.
All right.
The Houston Texans today have requested to interview or are going to interview Cliff Kingsbury for their offensive coordinator position.
They need one. I think that he's been prematurely hired, period, based on his Texas
right.
Tech, whatever. I thought that was a bad hire as a head coach. Now, I hope he works for his sake. He works out as a offensive coordinator. They do need one there. They're going to draft a quarterback. If they don't, I would be shocked. Well, good luck to it. That's all I can say. I was thinking they should have an offensive head coach, but I'm not going to deny that D'Amico Ryans is right for that job. He's done a great job. So,
yeah.
Well,
we'll see, Bruce.
No,
go ahead, Bruce.
No, you first, please.
Okay, yeah, D'Amico Ryans is taking his job. And I'm going to tell you a little story. When I do my show on Tuesday night, my Sports Corner show, and I also have it on TV here in Pittsburgh, I did the blessing, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit on him because, you know, he's walking into a job where they've gone through coaches like we change our clothes every day and down there in Houston. They signed him to a 5-year contract based on the fact that he has, signed this contract and he's been a player there and everything else. I believe he could do something down there, but it's going to take some time. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day, and the Houston Texans, it's going to take a while to rebuild. He has to get a decent quarterback. I'd say get a veteran backup and get somebody in the draft. That's what they're going to have to do in order to rebuild that whole entire team down there. They're just in bad shape. You know, even if they win 5-6 games, that's an improvement over 2-14 and 1 and whatever that they've been involved in. So,
Indeed. And, I mean, the tool they got is I like that guy Pierce, great running back. I mean, the wide receivers, Brandon Cooks is your tops? No. They need it all the way around. If they do, you're right, 6 wins would be great for that team. And it's a division that isn't that good. They could do it. With Tennessee, it's like I like Vrabel, but, again, that A.J. Brown trade ruined them. And you got mediocrity at quarterbacks. Tannehill ain't that good. You know, it was one of those guys that came over from Miami, had one good year, and then you signed it. Oops. You know, might get you to the playoffs at best, not out of the first round. You get sacked 9 times against Cincinnati and still win the game? Please. Because you chuck interceptions.
Yeah, I agree with you about Mike Vrabel, Bruce. You know, ever since he lost Arthur Smith for his offensive coordinator, his offense hasn't done that well. And, I think Tannehill misses Arthur Smith as well. And I also believe that, they came up short. And I think they could have done better if they didn't make a lot of mistakes. They beat themselves in a few games if they didn't do that. You know, penalties, turnovers. You beat yourself, Bruce, when that stuff happens. I think you'll agree with me on that one.
Oh, of course. Of course. Because I do like Vrabel, I hate to say it, though, I think that Jacksonville will be the class of that division pretty soon, if not already.
Oh, yeah. Doug Peterson, when he took that job, I says, you know something? That team's going to go somewhere. And I was right. They almost made it. They did really well this year. And I knew that was going to happen. Doug Peterson was itching at the bit to be a head coach again. And I knew that he would do that for that team after some bad moves by Tony Khan. Well, Tony Khan's the owner of AEW, but his family, the Khans, they own that diner
right,
in Jacksonville.
Right.
And they also own a wrestling company called All Elite Wrestling as well. Jacksonville, look at Miami with McDaniel. The only team that down in Florida that I don't know what's going to happen, and I smell rebuilding down there, and they're not going to admit it is Tampa Bay because right now Tampa Bay's in limbo. They have no idea what they're doing down there right now, Bruce, and it's horrible. Here was a good team. I'm not a Tom Brady fan, but here was a team that put all their eggs in one basket, and that was Tom Brady, and they ended up having all those eggs ended up cracking and going everywhere. So that's the way I see it, and I have a show called The Way I See It too, Bruce. But go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah,
what's your thoughts on that?
On that Tampa Bay thing, you are talking a major rebuild. No running game. And even with the rumor of Brady going to the Raiders, which is probably not going to happen now. I think he will stay retired. Even if he went there, is Davante Adams that much better than Mike Evans? No. You know, it's it wouldn't matter. It's Brady is done as far as championship caliber quarterback, as far as I'm concerned, whether he decided to play or not. Tampa Bay is in trouble. There's nothing out there. They finished too high to get a great quarterback. You've got to look for those diamonds in the rough. I think they're too high up in the draft. I think that they stand a chance of finishing last in that division.
I think it's a rebuild. I feel bad for Todd Bowles. And although I'm not sold on Todd Bowles as a head coach, he's a good defensive coordinator. The only reason he got that job was because Bruce Arians was forced to step down because that's what Brady wanted. And I thought that was wrong. Bruce Arians is a good coach. And so we have 347 right now, Bruce, on the air, listening. And then we have 8 area codes lit up as well. And I want to thank those that have commented, and especially Jason from McKeesport, PA, my end of time. Like I said, Jason, sad to hear about what happened to the police officer there who got shot and killed, and another officer got injured. So sad to hear about that. I hope he gets well as well. And I want to send a get well out to John Fetterman, who is our senator. He had a medical issue, and he's had some heart condition problems, but he had a medical issue with his orientation down in Washington. And he got released from the hospital today, so let's say some prayers for him,
good,
Bruce, so he gets well.
Good. I'm all about John Fetterman. I like him.
Oh, yeah. Big John's the best. He took a town like Braddock, PA, and he turned it into something. He's the only mayor that ever had a president walk on Braddock soil, and that was Barack Obama. And, you know, it put Braddock on the map. Braddock's on the map now. I don't know if you have cable or not, or Paramount Plus. There's a show called The Mayor of Kingstown, and it's all being filmed in Pittsburgh, and it's being filmed in Braddock, Rankin, right around in that whole Mon Valley area there. And you can see parts of our amusement park, Kennywood, in the background. It's a great thing. I'm glad that they're filming in Pittsburgh.
Excellent, excellent. So on the further football notes, I'm trying to think of any other thing. L.A., Rams.
Oh, my gosh.
Stafford retire or not?
I think he should. He's had too many concussions. And it was sad he got stuck up in Detroit. And, you know, I feel bad for the guy. But I think if he does stay, he has Kellen Moore there now. Kellen Moore's a pretty decent coach. You know, he got into some politics down there in Dallas. You know, Jerry Jones and his impatience, Mike McCarthy. You know, that Dallas can sometimes be a ticking time bomb for anybody down there. I wouldn't coach in Dallas if you paid me $1 million a day. So, I mean, you know,
Dallas,
oh, yeah.
Dallas is
yeah,
a playoff team at best.
Oh, yeah.
It's a playoff team at best. Yeah, and you got that. And, you know, Jerry's going to stick his nose in it. And that doesn't work.
No, it does not.
And it hasn't for quite some time.
I think he's one of the few owners that's a general manager. I've never really not that I can recall, Bruce, can you? Other than, I'm sorry, Bill O'Brien was. He was a general manager and a coach, but not an owner. I mean, a lot of times the owners hire general managers.
Right, of course. Yeah, well, and look what happened to Bill O'Brien.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he went back to New England. He went back to New England.
Another team you wonder about. I think I don't know when contract is up for Belichick, but I think it's time.
Well, did you ever see the movie Caddyshack, Bruce?
Of course I did.
Okay, remember the part when Ted Knight said, you have to Rodney Dangerfield, you've worn out your welcome at Bushwood, sir. Well, guess what? Belichick's, I think, starting to wear out his welcome there in New England.
Yeah.
I think it's time for him to move on. And he has Joe Judge, who didn't make it as a coach. Matt Patricia didn't make it as a coach. And then he's got Kellen Moore there. And I don't know who else he's got there either. But, I mean, there's a lot of guys just haven't made it as head coach. And I hate to say this. I like the guy, Brian Flores. He didn't make it as a head coach either. But, you know, the circumstances with him were way different than the other guys.
New England's mediocrity. And where I think the other teams are moving up to challenge the Bills, New England ain't it.
Oh, no. I don't think they will. I think it's time, as you and I agree, for Belichick to go. Let's get back to our bum segment here for just a tad. I have another bum for you. Butch Davis and Chris Palmer.
Oh, Butch Davis, Chris. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
The only thing he did, Bruce, was he was good in Miami. After that, he was terrible. He wasn't real good in North Carolina. When he coached the NFL, he wasn't all that great with the Browns.
Nope. Let's fire back. Dennis Erickson.
Yes, Dennis Erickson. Yes, indeed. There was a bum right there. Great defensive coach, but horrible head coach. He was a big
guy. Great college coach. Good college coach.
Yes.
All right. Les Steckel.
Well, yes, I forgot about Les Steckel. I heard his son's in the league now. Son's coaching somewhere. Les Steckel. I remember Les Steckel.
The Vikings.
Yeah, I think I have another one here for you. Well, no, I think I pretty much named all my coaches in the NFL that I could think of off the top of my head.
You know there's more. So, you know there's more. We're trying to dig them up, and it's going to be tough.
Greg Schiano. Remember he was in Tampa? He didn't do well. He was a bum. How about Bobby Petrino? Remember he was in Atlanta?
Oh, yeah.
He
Atlanta Falcons.
Six games.
Bobby Petrino.
Yes. Yeah.
Bud Wilkinson.
Oh, yeah.
Cardinals when you were in St. Louis.
He was terrible, too.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who else. Dick McPherson. Dick McPherson was bad. He was in New England, coached at Syracuse. Real good college coach. He was horrible.
Yeah.
So I'm starting to come up with some more of the NFL head coach. I'll tell you what, who was a good defensive coordinator, but just a very poor head coach, Art Shell. Art Shell wasn't that great of a head coach.
I thought Art Shell was on the offensive side.
Yeah, or offensive side. Yeah. Yeah. And Mike White.
Mike White. Shell did okay in L.A. When he came back the second time around, it's like all of a sudden he didn't have a clipboard in his hand. He was wandering around lost. And Al Davis, one thing he does after the season is he consults with his players, or did at that time, and say, hey, what do you think of your head coach? And they said no to Art, and he got fired. So,
oh, wow.
That was a bad sign, especially because Shell was such a great player for such a long time. So, yeah, there's certain aspects of the game that's relating to players, too, and what they see. And that was Art Shell's problem the second go-round.
I have to say Cliff Kingsbury, too, kind of. I mean, he was kind of a bum.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yes,
I mean, not kind of a bum.
Recent vintage.
He was a bum as that coach. I mean,
even
in college.
Yeah.
He wasn't that good in college. Yeah.
Well, we had Ken Wisenhunt at least make the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he won a Super Bowl. I'll tell you who else was a bum of a coach. I'll tell you who else was a bum of a head coach, kind of, was Mike Mularkey. Mike Mularkey's a very good offensive coordinator, just not a good coach. Chan Gailey, there's another one, really good offensive mind, but not a good head coach.
He couldn't do anything with Quincy Carter and Chad Hutchinson.
No, he couldn't do a thing. And then he was up in Buffalo for a little while, too. And I'll tell you who else. And I hate to do this because he's such a great guy. Dave Wannstedt. He didn't do anything. He was coached with the Bears.
I remember.
I mean, and then every head coaching job he's had. I mean, he was at Pitt. He was a decent coach at Pitt. And he got stuck up in some politics there. And I wish that didn't happen. But I think he would have been the next Joe Paterno, but at Pitt, and I think Pitt would have been really good over the next several years if they would have kept Wannstedt. He would have died at Pitt, because like Paterno did at Penn State, because he was so excited. He was here for 6 years. He had all the sons of all the different players. He recruited them to come to Pitt. I mean, it was crazy. He was a salesman for the university, and I mean. It was crazy. His last coaching job was he coached with Shiano down at Tampa. He was a special teams coach there. Now he's on Fox. He does, not the Fox, regular Fox Network. He's on Fox Sports. He does the TV show for the NFL. So that's what he's doing now. So
thank God he's not on regular network.
Yes. Yeah.
And we can go, and I like him, but there was Anthony Lynn, who just could not manage a clock to save his life.
No, he Anthony Lynn was bad as a head coach. He just got hired by somebody. I forget who it was.
Yeah, he's defensive coordinator. Coordinator. He's good. I wish him well. I liked him. I liked him when he had that winning season, but I saw him also cost him games, just like clock management that's like otherworldly wrong, Twilight Zone. Wow.
Okay, Bruce, we have 445 listening in. 445.
Keep them coming, folks.
Yes, and I appreciate all these folks that are putting in their comments, listening to the show. And it's going to get better. I had 600, over 600 last night for my show, Bruce, my wrestling show.
Congratulations. So, wrestling, no less. Wrestling.
I'm a wrestling nut. I'm watching SmackDown right now while we're doing our show.
Hey, now, wait a minute here.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Well, you
another
know I
got to
keep up with it.
Yeah, Roy Hanley, or Ray Hanley.
Yes. Yep, I'm trying
New
to think
Jones.
Of who else. Oh, I'll tell you who else was the bum, Jack Pardee.
Yeah, kind of.
Jack Pardee. He coached in every type of professional football league that there is. He coached in. And he's the only one to ever do it. He coached in the USFL. When they first were up, he coached in the CFL. He coached in the XFL. He's coached all the way across the board, and he's the only one that's ever done it. So I'm trying to think of who else.
Well, I guess
you're
signing on,
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, Ted Marchabrota.
Oh, priceless. Priceless.
Yeah, Ted Marchabrota. He coached for the Colts. And he didn't do that well, and then he coached for the Ravens when they first got started. Oh, my God.
Remember him?
Yeah,
wow.
Ted Marchabrota.
Pull that chestnut out of the fire.
And I'll tell you who else was a bum. Josh McDumoe down there in Las Vegas.
And they're going to have him for a while.
Yep. Yep. Josh McDumoe. I call him Josh McDumoe because he's a dummy. He can't head coach. He's not a good head coach. Not at all.
Not in the least.
I don't even know.
I mean, I can understand him not getting along with Jay Cutler, but anybody else? Come on.
I know. Nobody got along with Jay Cutler.
No. What's his name?
Mark Trestman. Mark Trestman was a bum as a head coach. He head coached the Chicago Bears. He didn't do anything.
Okay.
Good offensive line.
Let's go with another one. Abe Gibron.
Yes, and Mike Riley.
He was a okay. Yeah,
Mike
we
Riley.
Further our cause here.
Yeah, he's coaching the New Jersey Generals right now in the USFL. That's what Mike Riley's doing. So
yeah, wow, we got a million of them, don't we?
Yeah, I think we would be here practically all night with all the coaches we have.
Right, and it takes a train of thought, and our listeners don't want to hear us think.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, Bobby Ross.
Yeah, Bobby Ross. He wasn't that great of a coach, not at all.
No, Detroit.
Oh, here we go. Mike Nolan, San Francisco. Mike Nolan,
God.
Yeah, he's with the Michigan Panthers now in the USFL.
Where he belongs.
Oh, yeah. Todd Haley. Todd Haley wasn't that good of a head coach.
Yep.
He was a horrible head coach.
Nope.
When he was in Kansas City, he couldn't get along with his players.
That's true.
Todd Haley's in the USFL, too, Bruce. He's coaching with the Memphis Showboats.
Well, the old WFL name.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. I got some other players here. I got one baseball player that I could think of as a bum, but there's a few of them I couldn't. Derek Bell. Derek Bell was a bum. And the only reason I know Derek Bell, the only reason I know Derek Bell was a bum was because he was a bum when he played in Pittsburgh after he left the Houston and the Houston Astros.
Yeah, with baseball, you look for the ones with the height. Can't miss projects like David Clyde or post Will Clark and the Giants, J.R. Phillips.
Yes.
I'll even go with still playing for the Red Sox, maybe Christian Arroyo.
Oh yeah.
Of course, I'm thinking of my local bums, and you had Los Angeles Oil back. I know he's been on the show. Sorry to one of Mark's shows, Jack Riccante. He was hyped.
Right.
Big time. You tear up the BCL,
absolutely.
You're hyped. Wow. Yeah, I'm sure that you've got some more up your sleeve, too.
Well, not baseball. Not baseball-wise. I can't really think of too many unless they played. We've had – Pirates have had a couple bumps. We had a guy that was in the minor league system. He was rated the number one first base prospect in baseball, Will Craig. And we had him in our minor league system for like 7 years, and he didn't pan out. They ended up trading him, Will Craig. He was a horrible player, horrible first baseman.
Okay, speaking of trades here, in the basketball world, with all the trades that are going on, in that three-way, and you have Russell Westbrook in Utah, with that contract, I think they just cut him immediately.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you have the Durant trade, and you have the Murray trade. So between all that, the NBA's been pretty busy. You know, we'll see what goes on with the NBA.
Well, the thing about the Westbrook trade, too, is this, he has a hostile relationship with the fans there in Utah already.
Well, that's good.
And they I think they slung some racist arrows at him, and he reacted back. Don't blame him. That's not the place for Russell Westbrook. Where he goes, I don't know. And I think the Lakers are probably eating a lot of that contract. But so I think he had a shot in Oklahoma City. And beyond that, no. Athletic player, but kind of a ball hog, a little bit of ego. I see him getting cut and getting a cheap contract somewhere else with, whoever Lakers probably paying the majority of that.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And then Murray, he's a baby. You know, he wants to be traded all the time. Don't get along with his coaches. You know, it's horrible with him. I was surprised in the Kevin Durant trade, though. I thought, going to Dallas, he can go down there with Mark Cuban, Pittsburgh or Mark Cuban. So he can go down there with him.
Ralph, you got a little error there. Durant went to Phoenix. You had Kyrie Irving. We'll get to that right now. You had Kyrie Irving go to Mark Cuban. Now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I said Murray. I meant Irving. Kyrie Irving,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Irving, yeah.
I got his last name mixed up.
Okay. Irving went to Dallas. Now, this is going to be interesting because, for one thing, Cuban is somebody that can relates to a lot of players. And Kyrie Irving would work out there if he gets along with Doncic. And this is the one place that I think he's right for the team. But he's in a red state. And that could be a lethal combination. And there, everybody's trying to move up in the West and try to catch the Nuggets. I'm still, I'm a Warriors fan, so I'm going to go with that, kind of. But I'm a little fearful, especially that, the fact that Wiseman didn't pan out. I was kind of expecting him to do a little bit more and at least give Looney some minutes off, whom I love. Great player, nice game streak, does what he's supposed to do, et cetera, et cetera. But that Wiseman thing bothered me because we a lot of time and money. And I'm hoping the Payton thing comes out because I know they want Payton in the fourth quarter where they've been playing poorly, to be honest. And I'm not, it's almost hard for me to, saying anything about Klay and Steph Curry, especially Klay with the long comeback. It's only been one bad game, but sometimes when they start to get off in the fourth quarter on the shooting, go inside, especially when you have a lead going into the fourth quarter. They got to catch up, not us. But we don't have either the bench just doesn't have it. Jordan Poole has made adjustments I'd like. Draymond Green is playing great basketball. We'll see. You know, I'm going to support it, but there's things, some flaws I've been noticing in that. And right now, that Irving move and, you know, the way that the Nuggets are playing, it's going to be tough for them to overcome. Everybody else is kind of middle in the pack. You might be able to beat people here and there. Those are the two teams right now that I fear. And Durant going to Phoenix, especially with the injury to Devin Booker, you're talking about some scoring opportunities. They're trying to get back into it as well.
Yeah, well, you know, the way I look or the way I see basketball is, Bruce, and I think you agree with me, you got to have a good point guard. You got to do a lot of rebounding, defense. That's what wins games. And, you know, when you have a lot of you get penalties and things like that in basketball, that's when you end up having issues. And then you also got to have good free throw shooting. It's about everything. You got to have a mix of three-point shooters. You have to have a mix of good free throw shooters, good rebounders. That's what makes the chemistry of the basketball. And if you don't have any of that and you constantly turn over the ball or you make stupid decisions and pass it wrong, things like that, that's what happens.
Yeah. A lot of teams, this is kind of a problem to me, especially for the Nets. It's like you put a lot of money into two guys who just plain screwed up your team. You're in a rebuilding mood when you didn't expect to be in a rebuilding mood. You spent a lot of money doing that. I'm not against free agency and movement, but you're under contract for millions and millions of dollars a year, and you're unhappy? And when Durant left the Warriors and they were willing to give him money, you're unhappy? I don't understand it. You're choosing
your
teams.
No, I don't either.
You're choosing your teams, okay, and most of the time that superstar stuff doesn't work out. Somebody gets injured. You know, you don't win.
Right, exactly.
I feel bad. And I used to think, okay, it was the coaches. He didn't like him because of this or because of that. It's not that. That's not the problem. They got some brother coaching him, Jacques Vaughn, after Nash, and it's like, they try to do what they can for these guys, and they still don't like it there. And I'm puzzled. I'm a little ticked off. But you're going to do what you do. You're creating and ruining teams within a time span that's short because you're not happy. For what?
No, not at all. You know, it's what I don't like is that, Bruce. You know, like you mentioned, folks get paid a lot of money and just simply don't. They're not happy. It's like you give them an inch, Bruce, and they want a mile. And that's just, I'll take that little inch. And then if I make a mile, I make a mile, but I'll take the inch. I mean, that's the way I look at it, you know.
What kind of fan relationship do you develop?
Oh, absolutely.
Nothing.
That's important because if you don't have a fan base, you don't make, first of all, you don't make any money. And second of all, your team, if your team doesn't have a good fan base, the players themselves sometimes can get a little down in the dumps. Like, why are we playing here? We only have X amount of fans. I see a lot of empty seats. At least if you have a good fan base and the owner fits in with the fans, the players fit in with the fans, they'll come to games, they'll spend money. But they're not going to spend money on teams anymore that are like sad or whatever, because a lot of people nowadays, especially with the economy, no way, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's one thing the Warriors do have and always have. And whenever anybody says, oh, you jumped on the bandwagon, oh, no, I haven't. I've suffered for decades. This is icing on a cake. And they're not going anywhere.
Exactly.
They like being here. And the Warriors, management treats the fans well, and the players. So there it is. And that's why I think that there's consistency, and there always will be, even when they start to lose. And I'm all for that.
I think we're going to make 600, Bruce, because we're up to 576 right now. And I have a comment here from Daryl from Independence, Missouri. He said, I got my money on Mahomes to destroy the Eagles. He has been there before Hurts has not. Enjoying your show. Sounds like happy hour has ended. Silver Lake. Get back on the bus, you bums in Los Angeles. That was Daryl from Independence, Missouri.
I expect nothing from Missouri except KC fandom. And I'm going to say this. I have disowned the Raiders. I'm born and raised in East Bay, grew up with them. But there is still a shred of Kansas City hatred in me.
Oh, yeah. And hey, Bruce, I have a quick question for you. What's the word down there? And I read a couple reports that the Oakland A's were going to finally get a ballpark, and they needed a vote or something, and then they had some issues trying to get the land where they had the diagrams and all the drawings and everything as to where they were going to put it. Is that politics still going on down there? What's going on with the A's?
Politics still going on.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. What people don't understand about this, who are probably foreign to the area, it's a major shipping port. And they're where they want to build a stadium. It's sort of like Oakland's doing we're jealous of San Francisco as the big sister. They got a nice waterfront ballpark. The shipping industry in San Francisco died. It moved over to Oakland. And they go into an estuary. It's not in the bay. It's an estuary. It's a thinner sailing spot. They've got a successful business there, and the A's are trying to ram that down the throat of the city to have. A city that doesn't have all that much money. They certainly didn't have it to pay that jerk Mark Davis. To give up a major money-making spot for them to have the stadium. They do have the Coliseum. They've got parking lots. They have a public transportation there. There is an infrastructure already there. This place in Oakland is not right next to the Bay Area Rapid Transit, or BART as we call it. You've got walkaways. It might be pretty, but also, I hope that people aren't that stupid. But if you start doing like what they do at Oracle Park, where they have McCovey Cove, you know, you have the ball going to the bay and people go and fetch it. You want to go in there if it goes out of the park and you got, how should we say, cargo ships the size of office buildings coming through there, you're going to be propeller meat. And there might be people stupid enough to do that. It's wrong. It's like, come on, man. Pittsburgh, industrial town. They know where what they're doing. They're having all sorts of whatever. And the place is a dump. I admit it. What they need to do is tear down the ballpark, build another ballpark. And I know it's in quote unquote, it's kind of a bad neighborhood, but it's like, well, improve the neighborhood then. You know, I'm all for. I don't like to say this. I'm all for, don't give these guys the money. I don't think that Vegas is going to work out. And the guy who owns the team, John Fisher, is strictly into real estate. He's not into baseball. He doesn't care.
Wow.
And, I mean, the thing I would like to see them do is sell it to the Dave Stewart kind of conglomerate and see what they can do with it. That's not going to happen. This guy is pure greed. And he's shoving a city that doesn't have any money around. What can I say? The attendance is going to be, it gets lower and lower. They doubled the prices of their season tickets last year. They insult everybody. This is not a team that can be worked with, I don't think. And they're making demands to have a pretty little ballpark to try to compete with San Francisco in a place where there is still legitimate loading dock, working class business. I'm against it. And I don't know that they can overcome this. They didn't get the federal loan that they thought they were going to get to potentially do something like that. And these guys are a billionaire demanding money from our fair city. I don't see the A's staying.
Oh, okay. I just was curious because last time we talked last year when I had you on my show, we talked about the, the A's. But I was just curious about that because I read some reports about a few things, and I know about that vote and some other stuff. Speaking of people listening, we have 623. We've reached the over 600 mark, and we still have about 10 minutes left in the show. I have some more bums for you here. We're going to go back into football a little bit. All right. Oh, I have a couple hockey players. Kasperian Kaprasen is a bum. He came from Vancouver to the Penguins. We gave up a first-round draft pick because Jim Rutherford, our former general manager, who's now the general manager up in Vancouver, let him ruin them. Every time you blew your nose the wrong way, he wanted to trade you. So we have Ron Hextall now as our GM here for the Penguins. Also, Lyndon L.B. Byers from Boston Bruins. He was a bum. All he did was bang people around, and he got a lot of penalties for fighting and never really panned out as a hockey player. And he was a poor restaurant owner, too. So
okay. You're always going to beat me on hockey here, Ralph, because I grew up
well,
in the
I don't know
California
much about
group.
It. I don't know much about it except for the Penguins. I follow a little bit of some of the other ones. But also, football-wise.
Yeah. Let's go.
The football bums, players. Brian Bosworth, he was a bum.
Oh, come on. That's a gimme, man. You got to dig deeper than that.
How about Tony Mandarich?
You can dig deeper than that, too. I remember Tony Mandarich, certainly.
How about Tim Tebow?
Tim Tebow, God, there's a bum. Gino Toretta.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How about Art Schleicher?
Bums. Oh, yeah. Art Schleicher, along with his other left-handed buddy there, Mike Pagel.
Pagel, yes, yes. Andre Ware, he was
punch.
A bum. Heisman Trophy
oh,
winner, he
bum.
Was a bum.
Joey Harrington.
Dude, I got a good one for you. You ready? Ricky Williams.
I'm ready.
Ricky
Williams.
Ricky Williams.
Borderline bum. Borderline bum. A lot of talent.
I thought it was funny when Mike Ditka gave up his draft. I thought that was funny. I mean, it was funny, but it wasn't funny because New Orleans paid the price for it.
Sure. This is the one where I don't consider Williams a bum, but it was they gave up so much to get him. You know?
Oh, my God.
You gave up the farm, and then you dressed in a wedding outfit on Sports Illustrated. It was too much. I think Ricky Williams was a good back, made some – how should we say, questionable decisions, but I won't call him a bum. I won't call him a bum. Johnny Rogers.
Yes. Achilles Smith.
Bum. Achilles Smith, bum.
Tim Couch.
Tim Couch, bum. Bum.
Bum. How about Lawrence Phillips?
Oh, God, the worst of the bums. Pat Sullivan,
yeah. And how about Heath Shuler?
About who?
Heath Shuler. He played for the
Shuler, bum.
The Commanders.
Bum.
Yeah.
Bum.
How about Andre Bruce?
Oh, that's a great one. That's a great one. Yes, out of Auburn, linebacker.
Yeah, he was horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
How about let me see here. I got a couple old Steeler bums that are on other teams now. Artie Burns. He was horrible. We drafted him in the first round. Did nothing.
Walter Abercrombie.
Yes, Walter Abercrombie was a bum. Huey Richardson, he was a bum. We had a bunch of Devin Bush. He was a bum. He was here
indeed.
For 4 years. We drafted him in the first round. Traded up to get him, too.
Well, in general, you know, you Steelers don't really get many bums compared to other teams.
No, we don't.
Hey, here's one for you. Tom Cousineau.
Yes, he was a bum. Absolutely, he was a bum.
I'm not going to Buffalo, so he went to Cleveland to become a bum instead.
Yes, Chase Claypool.
Jury's still out, but you could be right.
Yeah, Chase Claypool. He hasn't. We had to trade him. He hasn't done anything. So I mean, but
Stacey
like you
Bailey.
Said, the jury's still out on him.
Yeah, Stacey Bailey.
And now he's with the Bears. So we'll see what the Bears do. What do you, what do you, What do you think the Bears are going to do?
Where all offensive players go to die. aside from running backs, Justin Fields is interesting. If he throws the ball correctly to better receivers than he has now, aside from his tight end, that's one dangerous quarterback. He can run. I mean, I've seen him cause problems, but I've also seen him like go 3 for 11 in the first half. You know.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to trade him. You're not going to draft the quarterback right now. You want to see if he develops. But we're going to go here again. Ohio State quarterbacks in the NFL? Not really.
Yeah, they've been kind of average. Look at Arch Schleicher.
Yeah. Yeah, at best average. I mean, you can also go Bobby Hoying, Rex Kern.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They're since we want to continue on the bum thing, although Kern wasn't a bum, they switched him to defensive back, where he played fairly well for the Baltimore Colts. You don't see Ohio State quarterbacks do well in the NFL, just like USC. You see any of the, Carson Palmer's the best I can think of.
What's his face that went to the Cardinals? He was drafted. Was it Leg? I can't
Matt
remember
Leinart.
His name.
Leinart.
Yes,
Leinart.
Matt Leinart. Yes, Leinart. He was a bum. Yeah,
Matt
Barkley. He was a bum. Barkley. Yes,
yeah,
he was a bum.
And yeah. I would go with what's his name too? Even Pat Hayden.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you who's a coaching bum: Steve Spurrier.
Oh yeah, coaching bum, quarterback bum.
Yes,
And his protege there, Danny Wolfel.
Yeah. You know what? Florida really hasn't come out with any good quarterbacks lately.
Yeah, no, there's another place. You draft a Florida quarterback, you're asking for trouble. He ain't going to do it. He ain't going to do it.
That's it. Florida, yeah, they're one of them. USC, we've had two of their transfers. We had Max Brown, and then we just got rid of Keaton Slovis just went to BYU. So, you know, at Pitt. We've had two of them, so I don't even want to talk about USC right now. So you know, with that.
As a Cal fan, I despise them. Always will. Cal sends better quarterbacks to the NFL than USC ever will.
Yeah, I tell you who else a bum: Josh Rosen, UCLA.
Wow, declared early.
You know who else? Stupid. You know who else is a bum? Tommy Maddox.
Oh, yeah. Hey, he got that XFL championship, though.
Yeah, he did.
Another one of those things where you got these guys who think they're prematurely great. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, I'm 1 year and out. Nope.
Hey,
nope.
Bruce, we got about 2 minutes to go in the show. Do you have any final thoughts
kick it off
tonight?
Yeah. Go Philly.
There you go. I agree with you on that one. We're getting ready for the baseball season. Pitchers and catchers are reporting. It's going to be an interesting season this year. We're going to find out what happens in baseball. And, you know, we also have soccer coming up, too, as well, USFL. You know, I have a Mauler show that I do, Pittsburgh Maulers, to talk about that. We have a new coach, Ray Horton. Ray Horton's our new coach. And, Michigan Panthers, Nolan, he just hired Carnell Lake to be his defensive coordinator. So
I remember that name.
Mike Nolan.
Pittsburgh.
Yep.
Give us a lowdown on how they get in touch with you, Ralph.
Absolutely. RalphWilliams737@gmail.com. Facebook, Twitter, Wimkin, and LinkedIn. Also, you can go on my YouTube channel and check out all my shows archived. I have about 5 of them, and I'm probably going to have more. But right now I have about 5 shows, and 2 of them I do with my co-host, Smokin' Jim Frazier. On Tuesday nights, we do Sports Corner, and then on Wednesday nights, we do Talkin' Wrestling. And on Thursday nights on here on Blog Talk Radio, we do Wrestle Talk.
Man, you overwhelm me. I can be reached at holyroller91978@gmail.com. Folks, think about the sports historical significance of that, or you can reach me on Facebook, both from me and my special guest, Ralph Williams, who I'm going to see next week, I hope. You have a nice weekend, and you enjoy your Super Bowl Sunday. Good night, everybody.
Have a great one. Thank you. Be safe.
Bye-bye.